Hi, Mariela.
Thank you so much, Patrick, for taking my call.
You're welcome.
So I have a husband who I love so much. We have two kids, and lately my sister, who listens to your radio station, listen to this radio station. Mm-hmm. And I have like every day, really, I've been listening to you, and like, I feel like I definitely, feel like I've drifted away from my faith, and, I need help. Mainly because I want my husband to be there with me. I want him to start going to church on Sundays, and it's been such a struggle to convince him to go, because there's always an excuse. There's always, okay, I'm tired, or the kids are too cranky, and we're not going to be able to deal with them at church, or, you know, like, there's always something that he says that it's a reason why we can't go to church. And I try to convince him, like, we have to go, you know, because, you know, we have to get the kids start going to church and getting used to it. And, like, I definitely feel like there's a calling for me that I need to get closer to God and start building a relationship. But I feel like I can't do it if he's not there with me as my husband, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm just seeking advice as to see, like, how I can do it, and, you know, start getting him to join me.
Right. Now, he is also a Catholic, right? He was baptized and raised in the faith?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And
his parents, sorry.
No, go ahead.
His parents, they did baptize him, but I know that they didn't practice going to church every Sunday, so I think that has a major factor in why he's just not, you know, used to it.
So he didn't grow up in a particularly devout household then, is that right?
Right, right.
Okay. So how long has it been, has he ever, in your marriage, has he ever practiced the faith, like, on a regular basis, getting to Mass on Sunday? Or, in other words, is this fairly recent that he sort of backslid into just not going to Mass, or has that always been his pattern?
I feel like at the beginning, when we didn't have the kids, I did start taking him to church with me on Sundays. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, I speak fluent Spanish, and he speaks English. Like, he does not understand Spanish. But I always tell him, okay, well, we can go to the English Mass, you know, like, we could try. But back then, yeah, we would go. And then we have, you know, our kids, and I feel like it just kind of went down from there.
Right.
And we are baptizing our kids, and we went to the baptism classes and everything. And for some reason, like, it just, like, I don't think it's kind of clicking in his head what the reason why we're baptizing.
Okay.
Like, I feel like I have to, I honestly don't know. Like, I I try to ask my sisters for help sometimes, and I you know, we baptized, we have the godson as well, and it just, I don't know.
Here's some thoughts. Let me jump in with some thoughts. I get it, what you're saying. And it's a tough road for you right now, because you're doing it by yourself, and your husband is not, I'm sure he's a fine guy, but in this category, this area, he's not helping you. So I can understand the difficulty that you're experiencing. And I've known people personally who have had the same situation. So here are a few things that you might say. First of all, although in this passage, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14, St. Paul's speaking about a somewhat different situation about a believer married to an unbeliever. But the principle here is still pertinent to what you're talking about, even though your husband is a baptized Catholic. St. Paul says, do not be mismated with unbelievers. For what partnership have righteousness and iniquity? Or what fellowship has light with darkness? And he talks about being unequally yoked. That's another a way of saying, don't be mismated, to be unequally yoked. Think of, like, the yoke that goes on the shoulders of oxen who are pulling. pulling a cart, for example. If the yoke is unequal, then one oxen winds up pulling, one of the oxen pulls more. It's uneven, and the weight is not shifted, it's not distributed evenly. And the analogy there, you can see it in your own marriage, where you're seeking to be close to Jesus and you're seeking to raise your kids strong in the faith, and even your own faith, to try to get back to a more fervent practice of your own faith, as you said. And it's hard when your husband is not pulling in the same direction with you. So let him know that. Tell him, you know, we're in it to win it. And this marriage of ours is our means of getting to heaven. This is the sacrament that we have given each other to get to heaven. And our kids are with us on this journey to heaven. And if the kids are growing up seeing, well, mom's going to Mass on Sunday, but dad doesn't go to Mass, sooner or later, the kids are going to say, Mom, how come I have to go to Mass and dad doesn't go to Mass? Now, maybe they're not old enough at this point to put two and two together, but eventually they will. And tell your husband, say, you know, I'm not grinding on you, but I just want you to know that if you keep doing this, then eventually our kids are going to leave the faith. It's the textbook classic scenario. Even more so than the faith of the mom, which is important, even more so, the kids, they take their cues from their father. And when dad is just slipshod and doesn't care and isn't getting to Mass or doesn't really show any kind of real faith, the kids are going to follow suit. Inevitably, it happens. Very rarely does it not happen. So let him know that he's setting up his kids, your kids, for a disaster down the road if he doesn't take into account the role that he plays as the spiritual leader of the family. Now, these are incentives to do the right thing, but ultimately, as you know, it has to be heartfelt. And that means that he has to have an encounter with Jesus Christ. He has to understand at some point that Jesus died for his sins, that Jesus established the church for his salvation. He endowed the church with the sacraments and the Holy Bible and apostolic tradition and the communion of saints and all the other wonderful aspects of the church, all the treasures of the church, for him, for salvation in the life to come and also for happiness in this life. True happiness doesn't mean you're going to be on easy street, but the true happiness that comes from a clear conscience and knowing that you are close to the Lord, that's something he wants your husband to have. But all this other stuff may not make any sense until he first recognizes who Jesus Christ is and what Jesus did for him and wants to do for him. So how do you make that happen? That's a toughie. I mean, for every person, it's going to be somewhat different. So my advice, Mariela, would be keep praying, keep up your good example, keep encouraging the kids, keep encouraging your husband, and let him know, hey, I need your help. Participate with me. Mm-hmm. Even if you don't feel it right away, give it some time. I would encourage you to play for your husband or let him listen to it with you. A talk, you know what, we're going to run out of time. When I come back, Mariela, okay. I'm going to let you go now, but keep listening on the app or on your radio program or your radio station, and I'm going to share with you a free resource that you can help your husband hopefully come back to a practice of his faith. I'll tell you what that is on the other side of this break. Thanks, Mariela. This is the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio, coming right back right after this. No! I promised you earlier that I would give you a resource, and what I wanted to give her and all of you, for that matter, is there are two talks by Father Bill Casey, who's a wonderful orator, one of the best orators I know of, and I know quite a few of them. He has one talk called Lukewarm Catholicism that everybody, even if you're the holiest Catholic on the planet, you still need to listen to this talk. But especially if you find yourself sort of wavering, or maybe you're not getting out of bed on Sunday morning, because for whatever reason, Lukewarm Catholicism is a really great talk. It really gets to the heart of this problem and why we cannot be lukewarm. The second talk by Father Bill Casey is called The Devil, the Father of Lies and Murderer from the Beginning, which of course is borrowing the language from Jesus. That's what Jesus called the devil in the Bible. Both of these talks are available on what I call the Friends of Patrick Madrid list. It's free. All you have to do to get it is text my name. Now, this is important. When I mentioned this, I don't know, a month or so ago, some people were texting just Patrick. You got to text Patrick Madrid, all one word, Patrick Madrid, first and last name, Patrick Madrid. Text that to 84576. And we'll post it on Twitter. So you don't need to call Relevant Radio and ask what the number was. Just go to twitter.com/pmadridshow and you'll find it there. Text Patrick Madrid, all one word, to 84576. And once you get there, you'll basically plug in either your phone number or your email address, whichever you prefer, And then occasionally when I send out a message, you'll get it. And it'll be some new free thing or something that I think you'll find interesting and helpful by way of resources. So I've got free audio there, free video, all kinds of things. And it's all there. It's all there and yours for the taking. You can opt out at any time. Doesn't cost you anything. There's nothing else involved. It's just simply free stuff. And those two talks by Father Bill Casey especially are great for people who are lukewarm. So again, text Patrick Madrid, all one word, to 84576. And in your kindness, please don't call Relevant Radio because they get deluged with the same calls. What was that number? Just go to twitter.com/PMadridShow and you'll find it there. And enjoy it. All right. Well, the music says another timeout has arrived, so we will take that time out, and then we will come back to more of your phone calls. You are listening to The Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio, America's Catholic Talk Radio Network.
For more of The Patrick Madrid Show, visit relevantradio.com/Patrick.